but he's been wrong.
The president also says he wants an even larger coronavirus financial relief package than the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if a comprehensive coronavirus bill is to get through both chambers of Congress before Election Day, there has to be an agreement with the White House by the end of the day today. Pelosi is pushing for $2.2 trillion, while this morning President Trump says he would be okay with that number or more. It may be a hard sell to some Republicans in the Senate who oppose passing more aid.
Fox's Tanya K. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A Montgomery area doctor has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for illegally prescribing multiple drugs. Prosecutors say 60-year-old Richard Stell was also convicted of fraud and money laundering. He had a medical practice in Montgomery from 2010 through 2018. Auburn police are investigating a shooting that left a 19 and a 16-year-old injured. The two were found at a convenience store on East University Drive and sent to the hospital for treatment. The 19-year-old has since been released. Auburn police are asking for tips in the case. You can call 334-501-3140. In Prattville, two men are facing attempted murder charges in connection to a weekend shooting. Police say a man was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries Sunday after a shooting at the Brentwood Landing Apartments. 24-year-old Hayden Nix and 23-year-old Evan Saratelli were arrested shortly after. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The holidays will soon be here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear, Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents A Social Distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM, weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. details or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's Parking Lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hey, y'all, Blake Shelton here.
And Kelly Clarkson. We're so excited the voice is back, y'all.
With John Legend and the return of Gwen Stefani.
I even souped up our chairs for the blind audition.
No kidding? Let's try mine. Is this thing even spinning?
Oh, no, totally. It's spinning.
Because it seems like you made it really slow, so I can't win.
What? That's hilarious. I gotta go.
Don't miss the all-new season of The Voice, featuring the return of Gwen Stefani, October 19th on NBC.
Carlton, get back here and unsuit my chair.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on Us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on Us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion, to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is up 252 points. Let me check on the temperature outside, as Daniel would say. 79 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey today, big guy?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well.
Been knowing some of this steak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a freezer full of Wagyu. It's great.
Man, doesn't it make you feel wealthy, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You feel wealthy and very well taken care of. So you're going to Wagyu yourself through the weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if I have a hard workout, I'll go get a twice-baked potato, cook up some of that Wagyu, watch the debate. I'm probably going to eat one of the Delmonico cuts while I watch the debate Thursday night.
Nobody gets hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, that debate on Thursday night is going to be interesting, particularly with the new rules that they've
got. Yeah.
We'll get into that in just a moment with Ed O'Keefe. Last week, I shared with you guys some polling information and kind of said things needed to were dependent upon the momentum factor. And the momentum and enthusiasm is definitely with Trump. And the Biden voter, anywhere from as low as 22 as high as 29% of the people that are voting for Biden because they like Biden. The rest are voting for Biden because they don't like Trump. Well, I gave you some numbers that what if that group of people turn out at a 85% level or a 90% level or a 95% level? What's the outcome of that? And I took basically seven key states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina. Well, let me tell you what has happened since that numbers I was looking at. Trump has been traveling, and he has taken a page right out of the Reagan playbook. And that is, go to a state, own the media, just own it. And you are going to dominate the media where the networks are playing negative stuff on Trump every single night. All of a sudden, you're going into a place like Arizona or Nevada or Wisconsin or Michigan or Florida or North Carolina or Georgia. And you are owning the media. And he just did this trifecta of events in Prescott and Flagstaff, just great events in Arizona. And he owned the media. It was brilliant what they did. You go in and punch up any local Arizona television station. Most of them, obviously, are in Phoenix, which you have Tucson, which he was in. You have Nogales. You have Flagstaff. They're all over the state. They were following him around like little puppies and doing satellite link-ups. And so not just one event, but all three events. Right. So he dominated the media. But what is the fruits of that labor are starting to come to pass. So the numbers are starting to tighten and shift in a very positive way in states like Florida. He just finished this kind of Arizona-Nevada thing that we haven't seen the numbers of that yet, but if they're anything like these other numbers, there's going to be a big shift out there. So Florida, North Carolina, Michigan. Did you hear me say Michigan? Wisconsin, Pennsylvania is an area, I think, today. But those states are starting to close up. Here's the really interesting part. Is those Biden voters that were going to vote for Biden because they didn't like Trump, a big dose of Trump on television has tapped that down some. So you have some undecideds that have moved towards Trump, and you have some former Biden voters who have moved into undecided. That is a major, major deal. So in other words, that person who said, I'm going to hate Trump, and it's because they're being told that by ABC, NBC, and CBS, and then all of a sudden, they see the playful Trump. They see the dancing Trump. They see the Trump talking about war heroes. They're talking about people that are out in the audience. Now things are starting to change, and it's starting to tamp down on that. Biden has taken a posture of, I'm going to go get ready for the debate, and I'm going to go stay at home. He is not getting any time. We traveled either a surrogate, the vice president, or the president. We did what are called gross rating points. We'd look at how much news you got that was positive in a media market. We'd look at the ratings of that news show and see, do we get 100 gross rating points? In other words, did 100% of those people watching TV see that some type of newscast on our event there? And Wortham wanted 100 gross rating points. Trump is so off the scale of that number. It is, I mean, we could never own the numbers that he's owning. I would guess they're probably 500 gross rating points, five times the typical audience that are there. But it's starting to really have a change on the election. So the numbers, when I was giving it to you, I gave you Michigan, for example, 50 to 45. But if the Biden voters don't show up in large numbers, and particularly the I Hate Trump group, and that number starts getting soft, Trump wins Michigan if that group votes at an 85% level. So now those numbers are tightening up, and it's making that number that much more important for Biden. And Biden people are getting a little worried. You can tell by the way they're reacting to this. They're saying out loud now, the polls aren't as big as the lead, our lead is not as big as it was, as, you know, the national polls say it is, and you can't trust that. They're saying you can't trust the polls. And when they're saying that, you know something's going on there. A couple of other polling things. Again, I'm not as interested in the number as I am interested in the trend line. IBD, Investor's Business Daily poll, which was the most accurate poll, went from Biden across the nation up 9.5%, then 8.5%. Now it's at 6.5%. That is a 9.5% to 6.5% movement in 2 weeks. That's a big movement. And also, it does not segment California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York out of that. That is a nationwide poll. And remember, you can be winning or losing by 3% and still win the Electoral College if you get those battleground states that I had gone over with you before. Another poll that I have cited several times, but I didn't want to kind of give you the background of these guys, called the Trafalgar poll. And Trafalgar has gotten Trump leading in Florida, leading in North Carolina, down only one in Michigan, has got the Republican U.S. Senate candidate up by one in Michigan, which is huge. But Trafalgar was actually the most accurate on a state-by-state basis in the 2016 election. Doesn't mean that they necessarily are going to be able to do it again, but their methodology is going to really pay off. And so those are kind of the good numbers that we see that are out there. Doesn't mean he's got this thing locked, but the movement is in his direction, and the momentum's in his direction, and he is owning the media. I mean, owning it. It doesn't matter what's going on in Texas or other places, California, New York. If he's going in and he's going to Miami and then he goes to Jacksonville, then he goes to Tampa, those are major media markets, and he is saturated. Florida's a very expensive state to buy, and he is flat out owning it. Five stations deep in some of these media markets. Let me go to a break. We're going to get into the new debate rules. Ed O'Keefe, CBS, right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Greg Budell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, we have two drawings for this week. We have two drawings every week. Squeak Creek Farm Market, Get Basket Drawing. We do that on Friday. And then we do the Mortgage Corporation South $50 gift card on Thursday. Our good friend John Williams. And just call and get in on the drawing. Talk to us. Don't just say, I just want to be in the drawing. Talk to us, and then we'll have something to talk about. We'll get your name in and get you a fun free. It's going to be a great weekend to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. They have got they've got fall happening down there. If you need decorations for your house, you know, hay or corn stalks or pumpkins, largest selection of pumpkins going. If you've got, for the games this weekend, you need desserts or things to have. Joey has fallen in love with the Wagyu steak that Andy has down there. But
so good.
It's a great place to go. I tell you, you cannot go wrong with it. The kids will love it. They've got scarecrows that are out for the scarecrow making contest all along the rails. It just looks so festive. Okay. So they're changing the rules for the debate. And the question is, are these rules going to hurt or help? Now, you're going to pick up out of this that the Trump campaign was consulted about this, and they agreed to it before the announcement. So they knew, despite the fact of what they're kind of saying, they really are targeting Kristen Welker, which I think should be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
But this might turn out to work right in Trump's favor here. Now, see, now, if I were doing this, I would go in, I would have these little things, these little cutout, like word thoughts of, I would hold up, he's lying. Tell us about Hunter, Joe, and hold him up while he's talking, and then have your mic muted. That would be a great SNL skit. But I hope he's practicing his facial expressions, because you can speak 1,000 words with a throw your head back facial expression or a shaking of your head.
Right.
So what they're going to do is they're going to turn the mic off. Person talks for 2 minutes. They turn the opponent's mic off for that 2 minutes. Then the opponent rebuts for 2 minutes, and then it's an open discussion after that, and then you can interrupt. But I think Trump's going to be able to manage this thing. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe talk about it.
A big change has been announced to the final presidential debate, which is scheduled for this Thursday. It's all part of an effort to keep it more civil than it was the last time. Ed O'Keefe is really on top of this story for us. So, Ed, good morning to you. Very curious to hear the big change.
An interesting change. Some are going to like, others will not. Unlike last time, when a candidate is answering his question for his allotted 2 minutes, the other candidate's microphone will be turned off. It's a risky change to what essentially amounts to the last potential turning point in this campaign, with tens of millions potentially watching. About 73 million tuned into the first debate. The president knows this, and he told reporters on his way back here to Washington last night that he will be at the debate. But he called the rules change, quote, very unfair.
Because you didn't think I should have closed our country.
After a contentious first meeting that led to more than 70 interruptions by the president,
the question is, the radical left,
will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates is making a change. Under new rules announced late Monday, President Trump and Joe Biden will each get 2 minutes to respond to questions posed by the moderator. During those 2 minutes, the only person whose microphone will be on is the candidate who has the floor. Both microphones will turn on again during an open discussion period. And that should help avoid moments like this.
He still refuses to even say anything to Putin about the bounty on the heads of American soldiers.
Your son got $3 million.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get 2 minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it.
Okay, so I really think this will work out for Donald Trump's favor here. Let me go to a break. We'll come back to more right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmers market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. You can tell the amount of pollen in the air by my voice. Spent a little time outside today with Benji Boy, Benji the Wonder Dog. Gorgeous outside, but boy, those leaves are starting to break down. And you can... When I came in from being outside, probably outside for 30, 35 minutes, I could really feel it when I got in. Had to go gargle and neti pot to get everything fixed up. Before I go back to Ed O'Keefe and talking about the debate, let me mention Mortgage Corporation in the South. VA guys, if you have a VA loan, you need to call 567-9000. I didn't realize this until I talked to them, is that there are no closing costs in this thing. You just call them up and tell them what your interest rate is and tell them what they're going to ask you a few questions, and they're going to tell you how much they can save you. 567-9000. What is wrong with that picture? Nothing. You need to take advantage of it. A lot of people are. A lot of people are saving thousands and thousands of dollars every single year. And you can, too, by calling Mortgage Corporation of the South. NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. As for Ashley and or the man himself, John Williams. Let's go back to Ed O'Keefe finishing up the story here about the debate.
The commission said it discussed the changes with Trump and Biden campaign aides and that it believes the actions strike the right balance and that they're in the interest of the American people for whom these debates are held. The Trump campaign had already raised objections earlier Monday about the debate, scheduled to be held at Belmont University in Nashville. Last Friday, the moderator said that the debate will cover a range of subjects, including foreign policy, but also climate change, leadership, race in America, and the pandemic. In a letter, Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien asked debate organizers to recalibrate the debate to only a discussion on foreign policy, claiming it had been led to believe that would be the only focus. In a statement, the Biden campaign said the president is afraid to face more questions about his disastrous COVID response and is more concerned with the rules of a debate than he is getting a nation in crisis the help it needs. Remember, this was supposed to be the third presidential debate, but the second was canceled after the president refused to appear virtually after his COVID diagnosis. And we should reiterate, the new rules only cut off a microphone while the other candidate is answering his two-minute question. If anything, guys, perhaps it will force a little more listening.
Okay, so how long into the debate before Donald Trump makes some snide remark about Christian Welker?
Like 10 seconds.
I mean, I tell you something. I think he is going to be so ready for this, and I think he's going to frame up the Hunter Biden story with the fact that the media is complicit with this thing and not reporting it, and Twitter and those people burying stories. He's going to create a whole bunch of bad folks out there. And Christian Welker just happens to be right in the middle of it during the time. She's going to try to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to be very effective. It's going to be interesting to see this. Will they cut off Donald Trump's microphone during his 2 minutes if he's criticizing the media, Welker, or the commission? He has a golden opportunity to really beat up the debate commission.
That's what I was wondering this morning, Dan. You know, I get the two-minute rule, and that's fine. But will they use that mute button at any other time in the debate?
And I tell you what, I think he's going to push it where he wants them to do it.
Right.
Because they will come across looking so bad and so controlling. And if you think about the whole concept of the media, the Hunter Biden story, all that gets wrapped in a big, gigantic egg roll of they're trying to control what's the information that's going out there. And if you see it in the micro sense during the debate, people go, oh, yeah, I know what he's talking about now. I'm seeing them do it. Let me go to Michael on the Move. Michael on the Move, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show on a Tuesday.
Well, hey, Dan, how you guys doing today?
We're good, my friend, and you?
I got to tell you, I had to call. First, let me tell you, get me in the Sweet Creek if you could, 821. But let me tell you about a pleasurable experience I just had, and I had to call with something happy to say here today.
Good.
And I just went to the Elmore County Circuit Clerk's office, which Mike Dozier is head of that department there. And I went in, I voted. They validated my license, my signature, and they did the whole deal right there that could put the stamp of approval on it, watch me sign my signature, and did it the right way by getting it notarized, and it took me less than 30 minutes. And I just want to, my hat's off to the Elmore County Circuit Clerk's office. They did it with a smile. It was a very pleasurable experience, and I don't understand the big deal about all the mail and stuff. We ought to have a way to validate it just like they did me today, and I have to be out of town on the 3rd, but hats off to them. There's no reason that we shouldn't get out and vote and have it validated the proper way.
Were there any other people voting the same time you were?
Well, I talked to Mike Dozier while I was there. They had 300 people come in and vote in Wetumpka, Alabama yesterday, and there was a line, and everybody's social distancing. There was probably 15, 18 people in line when I was there, but they have it down pat. And if you're worried about social distancing, everybody had their mask on. Right way. They watch you sign your signature, and then they notarize it right there with you. It's the most incredible process, and what a great job.
Are they, is where you went on the first floor of the old courthouse?
No, sir, they moved that. That's where I went to start with today, but they have moved that up, and they have the newer judicial complex, which is up on Highway 231 North, which is real close to Julia Tutwiler Prison there. You got to walk in, and, of course, I'll go ahead and give everybody a heads up. If you're in Elmore County doing that, you cannot walk in with a cell phone. You have to leave your cell phone in the car. So you do that, got to have a copy of valid driver's license, picture ID, or valid driver's license with the picture ID on it. And the whole process with that many people in line was less than 30 minutes.
Okay, so I have not been in the building, but I've been by the building. This is where all the new courtrooms are, right?
Yes, sir, and that's one reason there's no cell phones. They're on the bottom floor there. You have to walk through security because that's also letting people in that goes up to the courtroom. So you go through security. The guys are as nice as they can be there. They'll direct you around. They have Bill Franklin has a deputy there that will sit you down and make sure you're comfortable and actually talk to you and friendly to you the whole time. It's it was just a pleasurable experience in Elmore County.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience, and I'm really glad that you voted.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you all for what you do.
Thank you. Our first voter report for the election, we'll be getting a lot of those on Tuesday, November the 3rd. It's going to be interesting, particularly after talking to John Merrill, which you guys really seem to have enjoyed yesterday. And talking to John Merrill, it will be interesting to see what the vote level is going to be on Election Day. This is not that complicated of a ballot. You do have some amendments that are on there. You have the bond issue for Montgomery County, for example, some other things, but excuse me. But it's going to be interesting when I go to Huntington is what's the line going to be like? Am I going to have to wait very long? Because I normally, it maybe take me 15 minutes to vote from the point that I get to the sidewalk to the point that I'm back to that same point on the sidewalk walking back to my car. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, now we have Ed O'Keefe who talked back with Gail about this. Listen in.
I know, Ed, let's talk about that for a second because it does seem like a fair compromise. You get a full 2 minutes uninterrupted, and then you get the chance to engage if you think your opponent is saying something that you think is absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So other than what you're hearing from President Trump's camp, what's been the reaction so far?
I mean, look, this was the reaction a lot of people had after the first debate. Why not implement a mute button of some kind or some kind of penalty towards either of them if they interrupt? Biden interrupted the president as well, just not as often.
Exactly.
So, clearly the Trump campaign made their objections known. The Biden campaign says they'll be there, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to this one.
Me too.
I think facial expressions are going to be really important. I think that when Biden's talking, what Donald Trump is doing, is he going to walk around the podium, for example, like he did with Hillary Clinton? And then when it's his 2 minutes, and how is he going to handle that? And because Joe Biden has been this, Donald Trump is evil incarnate. The Democrats have clearly put all their postage stamps on COVID-19. Everything is COVID-19. And I hate to break the news to them, but COVID-19 now has fallen to number 4 in importance to voters.
I've been pointing this out, Dan. It's night and day. Biden said, you've killed 200,000 Americans. And Trump's response is, YMCA. I'm going to kiss everybody. It is interesting to see the importance of it fall in what voters are caring about right now.
Yeah, the economy is up there. The Hunter Biden story hasn't moved into a position like that, but what it's doing is it's casting a pall on the election, and particularly when Trump goes into a state like he did Arizona, every stop, everything had Biden and success and economy as the main talking points, and that is a winning combination. And what he was doing for Hispanic voters. I don't know if you watch any of it, but they had this huge group of Hispanics at the Prescott rally. And he basically said, they just all came as a group. We didn't do a separate area. They just came in together, and they're all having a good time out there. And they were just going crazy for Trump. I mean, if you could bottle that enthusiasm, that would be something. Okay, so Glenn Greenwald was on with Tucker Carlson last night.
Yes.
This kind of shows you that this thing is coming around the corner. You've got media that are now talking about this, that are starting to slide closer to the legacy media and some of the cable stuff. But Glenn Greenwald, who is a liberal, who did the Snowden story, he's not a big fan of Trump, but he is a big fan, believe it or not, of liberty. He is a big guy on personal liberties. Listen to him talking about lying Adam Schiff and the press.
Glenn Greenwald is the co-founder of The Intercept. We're happy to have him on tonight. I've seen a fair bit of the material on this laptop, and the response by the media, and particularly by the so-called intel community, strikes me as much more threatening to America than anything on this laptop. Do you think that's an appropriate response to what we're watching?
I couldn't agree more, Tucker. First of all, Adam Schiff is seriously the most pathological liar in all of American politics that I have seen in all of my time covering politics and journalism. He just fabricates and accusations at the drop of a hat, the way that other people change underwear. He's simply lying when he just asserts over and over that the Russians or the Kremlin are behind this story. He has no idea whether or not that's true. There's no evidence to support it. And what makes it so much worse is that the reason the Bidens aren't answering basic questions about this story, basic questions like, did Hunter Biden drop that laptop off at that repair shop? Are the emails authentic? Do you deny that they are? Do you claim any have been altered or any of them fabricated? Did you in fact meet with Burisma executives as these emails suggest? The reason that they don't answer any questions is because the media has signaled that they don't have to, that journalists will be attacked and vilified simply for asking.
That's big that Greenwald is saying what he just said. And that's starting to be the chink in the armor of the media. And as Joey and I were talking off mic, the media, let's take a scenario that Trump wins. The media is going to really get it. And they are going to look so bad because of the dominoes that will fall after Trump wins. Of Durham, FBI, the Biden laptop, because I think they're going to pursue that. And they're going to pursue what happened with the FBI and what they did and didn't do. And I think the media is going to look awful. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Understanding when I, girl, I said that little something to you. I wanna hold your hand. Got to hold you every day. Got to hold you. Oh, oh, please, girl, say to me, baby, honey, say, let me be your man. And oh, please say to me, walk up and tell me.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. There's a kind of passion. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And nobody else. 272928 is where we are. And I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So let's fit in this Glenn Greenwald second part. And basically, he is going to say something that I've been saying for a while, and that is the press is complicit in this whole thing. They've looked the other way, they hate Donald Trump, and they're not doing their job.
What do you make of the role of the so-called intel community, unnamed sources from FBI or CIA or NSA, in this response to the story?
The whole point of the intelligence community since the end of World War II was that whatever propaganda the CIA produces, whatever disinformation campaigns they engage in, were never supposed to be directed domestically. That was the point of the NSA, CIA, and all of those intelligence communities. And what we've seen since 2016, going back to the 2016 campaign, is incessant involvement in U.S. domestic politics, working with journalists to disseminate information purely for partisan ends. And if you want to talk about things like violating norms and dangerous to democracy, what is more dangerous than allowing the CIA constantly to be manipulating our politics by making cover for the Biden campaign by claiming anonymously that the Russians are behind this story and therefore you ought to disregard it? Even if the Russians were behind the story, why does that alleviate the responsibility of journalists to evaluate these emails and to examine whether or not Joe Biden actually engaged in misconduct? But the much bigger point is the way this information is being disseminated. It is a union of journalists who have decided that their only goal is to defend Joe Biden and elect him president of the United States, working with the CIA and the FBI and the NSA, not to manipulate our adversaries or our foreign governments, but to manipulate the American people for their own ends. It's been going on for four straight years now, and there's no sign of it stopping anytime soon.
That was outstanding, and this is very encouraging for me to hear people like him take this and take the media to task. Now, the way this normally starts is you'll get the press, the print media to start working on this. You'll get some of the radio media, and then it'll slowly slip into cable. But then you'll get local big media that will start talking about the subject, and that will waste them. Remember I mentioned IBD polling. Now it's gone from 9.5 to 8.5 to 6.5 to Biden plus 2. That's a trend line there, my friend.
Wow. And that's with really bad press days for Trump over and over again.
That's the general election poll that includes California, New York, Illinois, and New Jersey.
Right. And I guess, would that account for the whole Hunter Biden laptop story last week?
I would say that this is starting to take a toll on it.
Yeah, as well as the town halls last week, yeah.
Ellis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, and a happy Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. God bless you. God bless America. I'll say it before I leave. God bless Trump. Let me tell you, this whole thing with the media, they must think we the people are a bunch of freaking morons. They insult our intelligence by not reporting on this Hunter Biden.
They really are. They are, and it's amazing that somebody would call themselves a journalist, a reporter, and there's stories like this, and they do not say squat about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sick and tired of it. And like you, I'm curious to see this debate, see how this goes, you know, takes off and transpires and ends. It's going to be different, but hey, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be one thing that Trump knows how to do. He can adapt to his environment, and he can create his own environment. And I think I think that Trump will, I think he's going to surprise some people.
Well, what I loved about Trump way before he even ran for president, way before The Apprentice and all, what I loved about him is he's just a normal business guy. He's not politically correct. You push him in a corner, and he's coming out swinging, buddy. So, you better be careful if you engage him, because he's not going to sit back and take it. And yep. That's what I love about Donald Trump.
Yeah, you
he's
know,
a man.
One of the, you know, I saw him on The Apprentice and some other things. One of the things I said, this guy's got it, is he was on Fox and Friends, and he was walking with Brian Kilmeade, who did an interview with him, and they were in Trump Tower, went out of Trump Tower, and started walking down Fifth Avenue. And people were, waving at him and going, Trump! And he was waving back to him, shaking hands with garbage men. I said, this guy's got the touch. And he really impressed me with doing that. A common man touch.
Yeah, and they're still doing it to this day.
Absolutely.
In these rallies. But to end on a different note, in the rock and roll world, we lost Eddie Van Halen. We just lost the lead singer to the Outfield, died at 62. I don't know if you remember the Outfield. Josie's on a vacation far away, had Voices of Babylon. They were a fast-rising group in the 80s. He passed away. So.
Well, I miss that group.
Course, you did? The Outfield? You probably have heard the song.
Yeah, I probably have heard. Just didn't recognize the band.
Yeah, but, they're a really good band.
I tell you, since I've been doing this radio show, we have had a dearth of people in the entertainment, music world that have died that will never be replaced.
Well, Joey can look them up if Joey's not familiar with the Outfield's music. Once you hear them, you'll go, oh, yeah, okay. And if you haven't heard their music, it is really good. But
well,
yeah,
I don't want to lose your love tonight, that song.
That song? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, too. Yeah, yeah.
It's Tony
That's
Lewis.
That's all from this second album or first album. The Voices of Babylon's a really good album. That is one of their best.
I appreciate the telephone call.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You have a great day. Don't have a good day. Have a great day. Can I fit this in?
Yeah.
We won't give the encouragement warning. We'll just go straight to John DeVoe. John, you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good.
You have a great day.
Hey, Joey.
Turn your radio off.
Yeah, I just did. Peace and blessings to everyone. Dan, the community out in Mount Meigs, are you familiar with that community?
I am familiar.
It's older than the city and county of Montgomery, Alabama, and the state of Alabama. That community existed before any of those were incorporated. And so they say that when the French, the American Revolutionary Hero, the French American Revolutionary Hero, the Marquis de Lafayette, when he came to visit the city of Montgomery, he came to the community of Mount Meigs first because it was an older community than all of those. And but my family is from there. You know when you ride down I-85 and you see the Juvenile Delinquent Center?
Yep.
My great-grandfather founded that center. His name was Silas Jones.
Oh, wow.
When he founded it, it was a place for children that had nowhere else to go. But when my family let the state of Alabama take it over, then the state made it a place for delinquents. In that community, there's the George Washington School. The school is named after Mrs. Washington, but my great-grandfather brought her to that community to teach the young people at his center. And the Montgomery County school system, that school now belongs to Pike Road school system. They bought it from Montgomery County. So even though